The disciples didn't understand why Jesus had to leave and return to the Father. But then they didn't understand the Holy Spirit.
If Jesus leaves me, I'll know less about him. And the truth of the matter is that because Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit, our relationship to him is so much more intimate.
Dr. Sinclair Ferguson returns to Renew Your Mind today to continue his series, Who is the Holy Spirit? I'm Lee Webb. We're privileged to have Dr. Ferguson as one of our teaching fellows here at Ligonier Ministries. He's also a visiting professor of systematic theology at Westminster Theological Seminary, and his time in pastoral ministry spanned more than four decades. I think you'll hear the intellect of a theologian combined with the heart of a pastor in this 12-part series. I'll let you know how you can order the DVD set at the end of today's program, but let's join Dr. Ferguson now as he teaches this lesson titled, A Heavenly Helper.
Now, the question I want to take up in this study is, so when we are born again, how does the Holy Spirit continue his ministry to us? He brings us to new life, but what does he mean to us now that we have been born again? And I want for our study now to turn again to those marvelous verses we've looked at, we've come back to time and time again in the second half of John's Gospel, chapter 14. Notice carefully the words that Jesus uses. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. In classical Greek, there are two words that are used that can be translated in English by another. One of them means another of a different kind. The other word means another of the same kind. Now, that difference doesn't always pertain in the use of the Greek language, but I think it does actually pertain here. Jesus says, I will give you another paraclete. I will give you another helper. And the word another here means another of the same kind. And this is one of the ways in which Jesus is helping his disciples. They are distressed because he's going to leave. They can't understand what he says later on. It's to your advantage that I go away. Otherwise, the helper will not come to you. But here he's giving us a clue as to how it is to their advantage and to ours that Jesus has gone away and sent the Holy Spirit to us, because the Holy Spirit is another helper. A helper, a minister to us of the same kind as the Lord Jesus. Now, if you just grasp that thought for a moment, and I want to try and show you from John 14 how it is that the Holy Spirit comes to be another of the same kind of helper to us as was the Lord Jesus. Here are the disciples thinking, we are going to lose because Jesus is going from us. Nothing could take Jesus' place. And Jesus is actually saying, yes, someone will take my place, and he will be another helper of the same kind. I want to show this in three different ways. First of all, because Jesus tells us the Holy Spirit will come to be our teacher. The Holy Spirit, he says in verse 26, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you. Now, I wonder if you remember in the previous chapter, when Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he had concluded the foot washing with some teaching. Chapter 13, verse 12, when he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you understand what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, for you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher. That's what they were going to miss. For these 3 years, Jesus had unfolded the secrets of the kingdom of God. They'd never heard teaching like it. He spoke with authority and not as the usual teachers. They had heard such amazing things from his lips about the kingdom of God and about what it meant to have God as your heavenly Father. And now their teacher was leaving them. They were desperate. But says Jesus, when the Spirit comes, he's going to take my place and he will be your teacher. But in what sense will the Holy Spirit be our teacher? Well, for one thing, as Jesus makes clear during the course of his exposition here, the Holy Spirit will teach us what Paul calls the deep things of God. And it's very interesting how Jesus brings this out in these verses. When he begins to teach us that when the Spirit comes, he says, you will know that I am in my Father and that you are in me and that I am in you. It's just absolutely amazing to see some of the things that he says. The Spirit will teach us, look at verse 31, the world will know that I love the Father. The Spirit will teach us other things. Jesus speaks about the way in which through the Spirit we come to see the amazing unity of fellowship and love that there is between the Father and the Son and the Son and the Father. And so when the Spirit comes, he will inwardly teach us marvelous things about God. And so part of the Spirit's ministry is to lead us into worship of the Father and the Son, to love the Father because he loves the Son, to love the Son because he obeys the Father, and to be able to say, as the Apostle John would later say, with an astonishment of spirit, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. So when the Spirit comes, he reveals the deep things of God, but when the Spirit comes, he also reveals the great heights of grace. Look at what Jesus says here in chapter 14 and, for example, in verse 20. In that day, when the Spirit comes, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. I'll never forget the day, Sunday morning, when as a young Christian, I was probably 15, had been a Christian, I'm sure, for just a matter of months, and my minister preached on the words in Colossians chapter 1, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And for the first time in my life, I heard a message about the New Testament's teaching that when we become Christians, through the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ comes and dwells within us. Now, I was a very shy 15-year-old boy, I think probably quite interned, and I didn't dance. But I remember lingering behind in church that morning, walking up the road, turning the corner into the street where I lived, and very self-consciously looking up and down the street, looking at the windows in the street to make sure absolutely nobody was watching me. And I danced home. I just couldn't believe it, that the Lord of glory would come and dwell in my heart. And of course, I didn't understand all of this teaching, but I see now as I read this passage, that was the Holy Spirit. That was why it was good for me that Jesus went away in order to give me the Spirit, because I would have thought, if Jesus leaves me, I'll know less about him. And the truth of the matter is that because Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit, our relationship to him is so much more intimate. Now, how does the Holy Spirit do this? Well, in this farewell discourse, Jesus gives us further clues. He says, you know, when the Spirit comes, chapter 14, verse 26, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said. And then in chapter 15 and verse 26, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, he will bear witness about me. He will tell you the things that are to come. Now, all of those statements that run together really boil down to this. Jesus is preparing the apostles to give the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures, the teaching of God's Spirit in the New Testament Scriptures given to the church. The Spirit will remind them of everything Jesus did and said. The Spirit will lead them into all truth. The Spirit will show them the things that are to come. That's the New Testament Scriptures. And actually, that's how we get this teaching, don't we? None of us is there in the upper room. This teaching doesn't fall down from heaven. We don't make it up ourselves. Where do we learn the teaching of the Holy Spirit? We learn the teaching of the Holy Spirit through the New Testament Scriptures. And so Jesus here is preparing us to understand that if we want to receive the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, we look to the Scriptures, because there we learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's something else here. I'm sure some of you are teachers, maybe a teacher in Sunday school, maybe you've been a teacher in an elementary school or a high school, and the worst part of the year, as a theological teacher, the worst part of the year for me, you can probably imagine, is grading at the end of the semester. And you're reading a student's paper or his exam, and you go to yourself, am I such a bad teacher as this? And you read another, and you think, this is terrible. And then you read one, you think, this guy really got it. I'm not so bad after all. I wish I could get inside the head of these other students. I wish I'd go inside the head and sort out their heads, but I know I can't do that. All I've got is words. But you see, Jesus is saying, when the Spirit teaches us, he's not only got words in the Scriptures, but he dwells in our hearts, and he's able to work from within to illumine our understanding. So that instead of, this is the marvelous thing, and of course they couldn't understand it at this point. Oh, Jesus, we're going to miss your teaching. And Jesus is saying, no, when the Spirit comes, you're going to understand my teaching at last. So the Spirit comes to us in order to be our teacher. Second, the Spirit comes to us in order to be our counselor, or in order to be counsel to us. Now, Jesus had given them counsel, hadn't he? That was a great part of his ministry. And now they're concerned he's going, they're going to miss his counsel. They feel, I'm not going to be able to say to Jesus, Jesus, explain this to me. I wonder if you've noticed, as you've read through John 13 through 16, that they're always asking him questions, and he's always patiently explaining things to them, and they're going to miss his counsel. But you notice what he says in chapter 14 and verse 23. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him through the Holy Spirit. And they will receive the counsel of the Son and the Father. Now, this word paraclete, parakletos, in Greek is a word that's very elastic in its meaning. One of its meanings is a legal meaning, which is why some of the translations translate the word parakletos as counselor, or counsel, as we would say. You know, you find yourself in trouble and you need legal counsel. You may know older lawyers who are no longer active partners in the firm, and they've got these words of counsel in brackets behind their name. And they're advocates. They will take up your case and they will argue it out. And this is what Jesus is saying about the Holy Spirit. All through their companionship with Jesus, Jesus has defended them. Jesus has been alongside them. Jesus has really pled their case. And now he's saying to them, when the Spirit comes, he's going to be your counsel. But the interesting thing is this, one of the differences between this world and our world is you find yourself in trouble with the law, then you need to go downtown and look for a nice brass plate that says something like McDonald, Smith, and Ferguson, attorneys at law. And you need to check with your bank manager that you're going to be able to have enough in the bank to pay their bills. You need professional help. That wasn't the case in terms of the way in which law was enacted in Jesus' time. If you were in trouble and you were to be brought along to the court, you didn't go down to the local law office. You went to your best friend, to the person who had been with you longest, who knew you best, who'd be able to bear witness in court and say, Your Lordship or Your Honor, depending on what country you live in, he could never have done this. I know him, and here are the facts of the matter. Here is the evidence. And so you would call in your best friend who had known you longest to be your counsel, your advocate, your witness. Now think about what we've learned about the Holy Spirit. Look at John chapter 15 and the last verse. Jesus says, when the Helper comes, when the Counselor comes, whom I'll send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness. Now notice these words, because you've been with me from the beginning. In a sense, they're going to be counsel to Jesus in the world. The world's going to prosecute Jesus. But they're going to stand up and say, I know the truth about Jesus. And they're going to be witnesses you can trust because they've been with Jesus from the beginning. They're going to be able to say, I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it with my own ears. Now, do you see the parallel between what Jesus is saying to the apostles and what he's saying about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is Jesus' counselor in our lives and our counsel because he has been with Jesus from the beginning. I must be getting old, but allow me to tell you another story of my childhood today. We didn't have a television set until I think I was probably 11 or 12. But every second Saturday night, my family was gathered together and we were taken across to the other side of the city we lived in to my aunt and uncle and my two cousins because they had a television set. And my brother and I were put into a room with our two female cousins and given candies to eat and chocolate and drinks and all the rest of it. And then at 8 o'clock in the evening, we would be brought through to the main room where the television set was on so we could all watch Perry Mason. So I was brought up on the original black and white Perry Masons with Perry Mason and Della Street and Paul Drake. And those of you who remember those, you know, they always ended the same way, didn't they? Whoever it was that Perry was defending, it just looked as though the case was going to be lost. And then just at the last moment, at about 5 minutes to 9 o'clock in the evening, the court doors would open and in would come the detective, Paul Drake, and he'd give Perry the wink, you know. And then there would be brought into the court the really key witness. And Hamilton Berger, who was the DA, I always used to think, there's something about that name, Hamburger, that must be, you know, pretty distinctly American. You know, he would look so sheepish, and the case would be dismissed. Jesus is saying, the Holy Spirit is the key witness. And he's going to come, and although you'll face opposition and difficulty, and although you'll see that my name is maligned in the world, my Holy Spirit will be my advocate and your advocate. He will be your defense attorney. And in my name, he will also be the prosecuting attorney, because he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment and bring them to faith in me. So what a picture this is of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They fear they're going to lose and miss Jesus' ministry, but he's going to continue to be their teacher. He's going to continue to be their counselor. And then the third word I want to use about Jesus' teaching on the Holy Spirit may make you think I've been in the United States too long. He is the teacher, he is the counselor, but Jesus also describes him as the divine homemaker. And notice how this 14th chapter in John's Gospel begins. It begins by describing Jesus as a homemaker. I'm going to leave you, but I am going to make a place ready for you in my heavenly Father's house. Jesus, in that sense, has gone to be the homemaker, to get the home ready for us, just the way some of you may say to your family at the end of morning church, I need to go home to get things ready for our guests. That's what homemakers do. But now look at what Jesus says the Holy Spirit will do. He says in chapter 14 and verse 18, I'll not leave you as orphans, I'll come to you. And again in verse 21, he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And again in verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. He means through the Holy Spirit, we will come to him and make our home with him. You know, I think in that one thought, we can almost summarize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in our lives to make our lives a home for the Father and the Son to live in. That explains all the joys of the Christian life. That explains the challenges and difficulties of the Christian life, because the Holy Spirit is transforming us so that we will be a home for the Father and the Son. I love those moments when I'm with my wife, we're introduced to somebody, and they say, oh, so you're Dorothy's husband, because she's so used to being the homemaker and being introduced, and people say, oh, so you're Sinclair's wife. Homemakers tend to be anonymous, don't they? Actually, in our world, sadly, they're sometimes demeaned. But if you're in the home, if you're part of the family, everything depends on the homemaker. It's the homemaker who makes the place home for the Father and for the Son. So what a priceless description Jesus is giving his disciples. You will not lose out because I'm leaving you. Because when I leave you, I'll send the Holy Spirit to be your teacher through my word, to be your counselor through your life, and to be the homemaker to transform your life so that I and my Father will enjoy living in your heart. No wonder we say, thank you, Jesus, for giving us the Holy Spirit.
What an encouraging lesson today from the series, Who is the Holy Spirit? By Dr. Sinclair Ferguson. You're listening to Renewing Your Mind, and the title of today's lesson is A Heavenly Helper. I especially appreciate Dr. Ferguson's pastoral explanation of the Spirit's personal work in our lives. We're highlighting his series all week with the goal of understanding who the Holy Spirit is and discovering his work in us. All of the Christian life depends on the Spirit's work, from the granting of repentance to the illumination of the truth found in Scripture. To help you study this important doctrine more deeply, we're making available all 12 lessons on two DVDs. That's 4 hours of teaching, and we'll also include the study guide for the series. That's a great benefit to you for your own study or if you're preparing to teach on this topic. For your gift of any amount, we'll send you both the DVDs and the study guide when you call us at 800-435-4343, or you can give your gift and make your request online at renewingyourmind.org. Understanding the Holy Spirit as the comforter, teacher, advocate, and homemaker is really just scratching the surface of this doctrine. The series, Who is the Holy Spirit? From Dr. Sinclair Ferguson, will assist you in your further study. Again, for your gift of any amount, we'll send you the 2-DVD set plus the study guide. Our number, 800-435-4343, and our web address again is renewingyourmind.org. Our podcast subscribers are also welcome to contact us and request these resources. If you're listening to us on iTunes, there's a link to our website there in your player, and it is renewingyourmind.org. Well, next time, we'll return to hear more from Dr. Ferguson. He'll share a lesson designed to help us understand that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit so that we might be holy. Join us for the lesson titled, Walking in the Spirit, on the next Renewing Your Mind.